Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 28th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first five stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today we have a two-part video of an interview I shot 2 days ago with Cboe's John Hiatt and S&P Dow Jones Indices' Tim Edwards about the new S&P 500 Dispersion Index, which started being distributed yesterday. In the interview, I talked to Hiatt and Edwards about where the idea came from, when we can expect to see a tradable product, how it can be used, and what its nickname will be. Edwards suggested it might be called the Opportunity Index, but it is the market that decides these things, not the creators. A friend and wine expert recommended to me that Malort, the umlauts removed for editing purposes, goes well with Crow. Malort, also known as Jepson's Malort, is a type of alcoholic beverage that is classified as a wormwood liqueur. It is known for its extremely bitter and polarizing taste. Malort has a long history, particularly in the city of Chicago, where it has gained a cult following. A proper enophile, however, told me that the proper wine to drink with Crow would be a bottle of wine from the cellar of Russell Wassendorf Sr. From the sounds of it, I think Malort is the one. The WFE communications team has published a report that sets out six principles to promote sound marketplaces in crypto trading titled Improving Crypto Trading. Regulated Exchanges Recommend Six Principles to Build Trust and Stability. Today, Acuity released the Asset Management Insight Report for the third quarter of 2023, a quarterly publication derived from a survey of high-level executives with a focus on derivatives in the asset management industry. You can access the complete report by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. I have not bought the Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max yet, but it seems it is a hot item in more way than one. Some of the first owners of the 15 Pro or Pro Max are complaining that the new devices get too hot during use and while charging, Bloomberg reports. Here is the news that is bound to make my son Tim very sad. The U.S. is about to lose all its pandas, as all the pandas in the American zoos are being taken back to China next year, Bloomberg reports. My trip with Tim to Washington, D.C. over the 4th of July weekend to see the Chicago Cubs play the Washington Nationals also included a visit to the Washington, D.C. Zoo, where there are pictures of giant pandas everywhere, and three giant pandas live in the zoo's $50 million Asia Trail. And if that is not enough to make Tim and my other children sad, Michael Gambon, the esteemed actor renowned for his depiction of Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore in 6 out of the 8 Harry Potter films, has passed away at the age of 82, as confirmed by his publicist on Thursday, the Associated Press reported. Do you want to participate in the Open Outcry Traders History Project? Or maybe you want to tell stories for the Path to Electronic Trading or the History of Financial Futures or maybe even the History of Environmental Trading? FIA Expo can be your chance to sit for an interview with John Lothian News and do just that. Contact us to schedule an interview if you are interested. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were Reddit user risks and loses $600,000 inherited home that didn't fully belong to him in high-stakes options gamble. My life's over. Here's my final advice from Benzinga via MSN. Exotic stock trade beloved by hedge funds on Wall Street's radar from Bloomberg. And SIBO position regarding court decision striking down Spike's exemptive order from SIBO. It's a PDF. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video I referenced earlier, part one. SIBO and S&P Dow Jones unveil innovative CBOE S&P 500 Dispersion Index. In a recent video interview with John Lothian News, John Hyatt, Vice President, SIBO Labs, and Tim Edwards, Managing Director at S&P Dow Jones Indices, provided valuable insights into the upcoming launch of the SIBO S&P 500 Dispersion Index, set to debut today, September 27, 2023. The index, jointly developed by SIBO Labs and S&P DJI, promises to add another tool for traders in the world of equity indices. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's part two. CBOE and S&P Dow Jones unveil innovative CBOE S&P 500 Dispersion Index in exclusive interview, part two. In part two of an exclusive video interview with John Lothian News, John Hyatt, Vice President, SIBO Labs, and Tim Edwards, Managing Director at S&P Dow Jones Indices, provided further insights into the forthcoming launch of the SIBO S&P 500 Dispersion Index. This groundbreaking index, scheduled to make its debut today, September 27th, was jointly developed by SIBO Labs and S&P DJI and promises to give new ways for traders to analyze markets and manage risk. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a sponsored content from our friends at JPX. Navigating uncertainty, JPX launches new derivatives amid global challenges. In a year shadowed by the Ukraine conflict, soaring inflation, environmental and geopolitical crises, Japan Exchange Group, JPX, is fortifying its offerings with new derivatives products. This strategic move coincides with the 35th anniversary of equity index futures trading in Japan, spotlighting the Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices as enduring financial tools. This milestone anniversary underscores the resilience of JPX's flagship products, which continue to offer investors risk hedging opportunities amid geopolitical and economic volatility. And then here's Nikkei 225 Micro Futures Inflation Hedge. While the Nikkei 225 soars to new decade highs, JPX's newly launched Nikkei 225 Micro Futures cater to individual investors, offering a cost-effective way to navigate inflation and market volatility. The micronized contracts provide an accessible and affordable hedge against global economic unpredictability. Nikkei 225 Mini Options, Geopolitical Risk Management. With geopolitical tensions in mind, JPX has introduced Nikkei 225 Mini Options. These instruments open risk management strategies to a broader audience, offering adaptability in a swiftly changing global landscape. 3-month TONA Futures, addressing rate uncertainty. JPX's 3-month TONA futures assist institutions in managing liquidity during an unstable interest rate environment. As TONA emerges as a key rate benchmark, these futures serve as a strategic tool for financial adaptability. The offering completes the already robust JGB futures and vibrant JSCC IRS markets. Cross-margin efficiencies across the whole fixed income playbook are available through the JSCC clearinghouse. Future-proofing and ESG. JPX is also preparing to implement Value at Risk, VAR, clearing in November 2023, offering a best-in-class margining methodology to further unleash portfolio efficiencies for market participants. To deliver our part to global ESG concerns, JPX has launched a carbon credit market under the TSE brand. This offering will complement the already actively trading TOCOM power market in the future. These anticipatory measures ensure JPX stays aligned with global sustainability initiatives. These product launches, along with the upcoming VAR clearing system, cement JPX's role as a resilient, forward-thinking player in the global financial landscape and to further stride to remain your exchange of choice. The author is Matthias Reitig, Senior Officer of OSE, Osaka Exchange, Tokyo Commodity Exchange Derivatives Business Development. You can contact him at ose-dmg@jpx.co.jp. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, How Elon Musk Came to Influence the Fates of Nations. Musk's control of key technologies has made him an independent actor on the global stage, except in China. Most business leaders go a lifetime without creating an international incident. Elon Musk has done it twice this month. First, he drew Ukraine's ire over revelations in Walter Isaacson's biography that he declined to activate his satellite service, Starlink, over Crimea, thereby foiling a Ukrainian attack on the Russian Navy. My comment. One man. Stop and think about that. Here's a story from Reuters. Cushing oil hubs, low levels spur quality, operational price worries. U.S. crude stockpiles at the Cushing, Oklahoma storage hub are at their lowest in 14 months due to strong refining and export demand, prompting concerns about the quality of the remaining oil and the potential to fall below minimum operating levels, traders and analysts said. My comment. Here's a quote from the story. If you let the crude level drop too low, the crude can get sludgy and you can't get it out. What does come out, you won't be able to use, says Carl Larry, a sales director at energy consultants Wood Mackenzie. And then here's another sponsored content, this one from our friends at The Full FX. The Full FX at FIA Expo on Wednesday, October 3rd, takes place at the Sheraton Grand Riverwalk in Chicago on the sidelines of FIA Expo. We have a full-day discussion lined up, including fireside chats, panels, one-on-one interviews, and to close things out, the chat show for FX's sake. Join us for a full day of lively debate with speakers from leading buy and sell side institutions as well as innovative technology providers. We will be talking FX liquidity and execution, the evolution of FX swaps, how the post-trade evolution is looping back to the front office, and how close or not we are to the genuine institutionalization of crypto markets. With sustained volatility making a return to FX markets and regulation changing the way we have to think about our business, there is no better way to keep up with the latest trends than coming to the Full FX at FIA Expo to meet with your peers, your clients, and hear from industry leaders as we drive thought leadership to help the FX industry evolve and succeed. View the agenda and sign up for the Full FX sections with the link in today's newsletter. Please note that registration for the Full FX does not grant admission to FIA Expo. Here's a press release from our friends at Vermiculus. Vermiculus's real-time VAR calculations down to microseconds. Vermiculus's risk microservices within VeriClear have pressed down time for historical value at risk VAR calculations with 10 years worth of scenarios to just microseconds. As part of Vermiculus's state-of-the-art product development, the real-time clearing and risk management product, VeriClear, can now compute historical value at risk, VAR, for a derivative portfolio with thousands of positions using a 10-year look-back period in microseconds. My comment. I can just hear the Tom Cruise fan risk manager saying, I have a need for speed. Here's a story from Bloomberg. ultra-rare Imperial 1982 Chateau Petrus to sell in billionaire Pierre Chen's wine auction. Some 25,000 bottles of collector rare wine will hit the market over the course of a year. 2 years after selling $11.4 million worth of wine from his cellar, the Taiwanese billionaire Pierre Chen is set to sell an even bigger tranche starting this fall, some 25,000 bottles worth an estimated $50 million will go to auction at Sotheby's in 5 dedicated auctions over the next 12 months. The first will be staged in Hong Kong in November. My comment. Imperial 1982 Chateau Petrus goes well with a lot of things, just not crow. Here are the top 3 stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top clicked item Wednesday was Cebo's statement. Cebo position regarding court decision striking down Spike's exemptive order. Second was why exchange rebate tiers are anti-competitive with a commentary from IEX's John Ramsey, which was published in June. Third was an all-important question, how much coffee is too much coffee, from the New York Times. Here are the top 5 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, a story from Crane Chicago Business. Greg Abbott's bid to lure CME from Chicago. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has expressed interest in enticing the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, to relocate to Texas. This move comes as CME and other Chicago-based firms have raised concerns about increasing violent crime rates in the city since the pandemic, as well as potential tax hikes. Abbott confirmed his approach to CME in an interview with Bloomberg Television in New York. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Chicago trading firms expand amid uncertainty. Despite concerns about proposed taxes and rising crime rates in Chicago, several trading firms in the city are expanding their operations. Market maker Optiver, with around 400 employees in Chicago, has recently moved to new offices in downtown Chicago's One Prudential Plaza. The decision reflects a nuanced response from trading firms amid evolving conditions. And then here's another story from Bloomberg. Kraken ventures beyond crypto into U.S. stock trading. Kraken, a crypto currency exchange, is venturing into the realm of U.S. listed stocks and exchange traded funds. This marks a significant expansion beyond its crypto roots. Kraken Securities, a new division within the company, will facilitate this expansion, initially offering trading in the U.S. and U.K. Regulatory permits have already been secured in the U.K., and a broker-dealer license application is pending with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority in the U.S. Another story from Bloomberg. J.P. Morgan's options whale and stock market concerns. The J.P. Morgan Hedged Equity Fund, a $16 billion long stock product using derivatives for portfolio protection, holds a substantial number of protective put contracts expiring soon. Wall Street is closely watching this position as it could potentially impact the ongoing U.S. stock market sell-off. The strike price of these contracts is not far from the current level of the S&P 500. Another story from Bloomberg. Citadel's potential battle over text communication. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has strict rules governing communications within the financial industry, mandating the use of archivable systems for work-related discussions. Employees are prohibited from using personal messaging apps. In this context, Citadel, a prominent financial institution, may face challenges related to text communication regulations. The SEC's emphasis on preserving and maintaining official communications is a key aspect of these regulations. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you would take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.